What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, place where money meets politics every Saturday, 1 to 3, filling in today for the great Sandy Beach. And Mr. Joe Beamer, Mr. Bellavia takes over next week. So appreciate all the nice text messages that we're getting today, and I really appreciate all the support. It does make us feel good, so anytime you want to, thank you, Mom. Thank you. She likes the show. I'll take it.
Ego boosting is always good.
Yes, we'll take whatever we can get. Today we're talking about the hypocrisy of the left, and we had a special guest, Susan Engel, on, retired dementia care coordinator. As you said, Glenn, 35 years experience, master's in nursing, and she's talking about, you know, what she saw on the front line and what she's seeing with, you know, some of these people literally dying because they're just not getting the love and care that they normally would receive. And it is absolutely out of control, from liquor authority and health inspectors coming in and telling, you know, are you wearing your mask? You know, what are you eating? And, you know, loved ones in nursing homes that we can't see for months on end. The hypocrisy. And when does it end? I mean, when do we start calling our elected officials and say enough is enough? When do we overwhelm Mark Poloncarz's phone and say enough is enough? Seriously. You've ruined enough businesses.
Your party. Have your wedding.
Yes.
Have your funeral.
That's
it's
right.
It's time, folks.
It's time.
Look, they all flew down from all over the country to go to the 6th John Lewis funeral, right?
Right.
We all flew
not
all over the
not
country.
Not a care in the world about catching COVID. None of them had a care in the world about catching COVID, right?
Nope.
None of them had a care about
it. They all flew into Texas for George Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Here's one more hypocrisy, right? Let me just give you an idea of where these liberals' heads are at, okay? This is really incredible. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The Rolling Stone is reporting that the MTV Music Awards will go ahead.
Oh, that's fine.
They got the governor's okay to be held in New York City, but according to the New York Post, the 9/11 memorial, victims won't be able to read the family names at the memorial like they have in the past.
Oh.
So you mean to tell me you can't socially distance around the memorial to have the family members read the names one at a time? But yet you can pack a church in Atlanta? Seriously?
Right. It's unreal.
Come on.
It's unreal. The hypocrisy is
They're
going to
have the music awards, though. They can stand up and read the music awards.
Yes.
That's no problem.
No
That's
problem.
That's going to happen in Brooklyn. That's no problem.
This isn't
right?
political, though. This has nothing to do with politics.
Gross, man.
Yeah,
gross.
It really is gross.
You vote for this? I don't even know what to say to you.
I know.
I really don't anymore.
Yeah, real mental midget there.
Yeah.
All right, 803-0930, *930. I'm just going to go through the calls here in line, and I promise we're going to get to all of you. Let's reach out to Jennifer in Grand Island, who's been patiently waiting. How are you, Jennifer?
Good. How are you?
I am best ever.
I wanted to call in. I've known Sue for so long. My dad has Alzheimer's, and he is a veteran of Vietnam and was exposed to Agent Orange, and that's how he got dementia. And, you know, my mom, when she was still alive, she did an amazing job with Sue to, you know, just to prep everything and make sure that we could keep Dad home. And, you know, when she was dying, I promised that I would keep him home as long as I could. When COVID hit, his day program stopped immediately, and his aid service stopped immediately that was coming into the home. And so I became a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week caregiver, which is fine because that's what I signed up for, and it's my dad, and I'm going to take care of him. But he became very violent because of the change. He couldn't understand what was going on. And so with the decisions of his doctors and myself, we decided to put him into a nursing home. And the day that I dropped him off at the nursing home, I'm going to try not to be emotional on all of this because it's so important to hear the stories.
It is. And Jennifer, you're helping lots of people because we need this insanity needs to stop. So go forward.
Yeah. So the day we dropped him off at the hospital, I had to say goodbye to him in the driveway. I wasn't allowed to go into the facility. And they promised me that I would still be able to do FaceTime and window visits during the COVID time. And I have been doing FaceTime with him. But he's so confused because he doesn't know how to use a phone anymore. He doesn't know what to do when an iPad is in front of him. He can't figure out what it is. You know, he doesn't know any of that technology. And the window visits, that happened once. And then we would plan it And 2 days before I was supposed to go, I get a robocall that says another COVID case was diagnosed. Everything's been canceled, and for the next 2 weeks, your patient, your loved one will be tested twice a week to see if they've got COVID.
Hmm. And Jennifer, how long has he been in there?
He's been in there since May.
Since May, yeah.
Yep.
And you just got to wonder, like, how long is this going to go on? And if, to me, two months ago, so this is crazy. This is great. It's a flu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In the beginning, it was a little bit tougher strain of the flu. So you quarantine the sick people for a little bit. But you don't literally shut down the entire world for months on end. And we are going to do so much more damage to these folks.
This is just wrong.
We're
going
to lose so many more people over the next year to 2 years based on the way they're handling this. Anxiety, depression, people with dementia who need their loved ones there. They need to be able to still feel and hold their hand and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, it's not as easy to take care of dementia patients at home. My grandmother had dementia. My aunt had dementia. My uncle had dementia. So I know dementia very, very intimately.
It was a hard and for me to make.
It's hard.
Hard choice as his healthcare proxy to put him into a facility. I did not want to do that. Mm-hmm. I did not want to do it.
Yep. It's the hardest thing in the world to make, but let alone when you're now being told you can't go back in to see them, right? It's one thing when you can go back and visit them on a regular basis, a daily basis, but right. When you're being told you're not allowed in, and then there's one more patient that gets it, and you're not allowed in, and you're not allowed in. When does this end? When does this insanity end? Is it 2 years from now? 5 years from now?
Well,
what's
the question
day?
Is, what are we going to do about it?
That's right.
My concern is, are they doing it on purpose? And who knows? Because, you know, they'll give you the 2 week window where we have to wait and make sure everybody's clear. And you're coming up to the 2 week window, and the day before you're supposed to do a window visit, you get a phone call, another diagnosis, and not wait another 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude, Jennifer, I to answer your question, and it's an opinion talk show. My opinion is yes. The minute we saw protesters, hundreds of thousands of people standing shoulder to shoulder and side by side and smashing windows, and these same politicians didn't have a problem with it, that tells me that, yes, it's a control thing and it's on purpose, right?
Well, they're allowing the MTV awards to happen,
right?
But
they're,
not the 9/11 memorial.
Jennifer,
think about that. Let that sink in for a second, folks.
Let it sink in that Andrew Cuomo gets on a plane and goes to Georgia. And he's hugging people and kissing babies without a mask on and flying back and telling everybody, I'm not going to self-quarantine. I'm essential. Know the rules, right? The rules. This is socialism 101 at its best.
It's terrible. Thank you for sharing your story, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
Wish you the best.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. We'll continue with your calls and questions on the other side here. For those of you new to the Financial Guys, every Saturday, 1 to 3, place where money meets politics. And we'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, and this is the place where money meets money. I say that because that's the show we do each and every Saturday. We're talking about COVID in a box today, the hypocrisy of the left, and when is enough enough? You know, we're not being able to see our loved ones in a nursing home, not allowed to go out to a restaurant without the fear of an inspector coming in and making sure that we've got the right amount of food in front of us, or we're not walking to the restroom with the mask on improperly. I mean, this is communism, folks. That's what it is. I mean, you know, we got the head of the health inspector of Erie County saying, blow your friends in and your enemies. I mean, you know, this is somebody, by the way, that's getting paid all kinds of overtime right now. So, you know, there's no money coming out of their pocket, right? It's no big deal that, you know, your buddy's restaurant, who the family started 50 years ago, is going under, right? Not a big deal that retail shop is not surviving right now. But they're getting paid all kinds of extra overtime. No big deal. Which, by the way, is being exposed by Stefan the other day, and of course Mark wasn't happy about that, right? So you're lying, Stefan, lying. Yeah, right.
It doesn't matter.
He looks at the
overtime.
Numbers, Mark. He looks at the numbers.
Just forget the overtime.
The fact that they have a job right now.
Remember,
right?
Who they're paying.
That's right.
And who's taking raises? Mark took a raise, right? Well, you lost your business. One more quick thing, experts: 111,000 children will likely starve to death because of the economic shutdown.
111,000.
That was a recent report that just came out. 111,000.
Globally, we'll lose millions. globally, we will lose millions of people from the contraction in GDP here and the loss of jobs from this. But you know what?
That was a report. Yeah, that was
and
a report.
And I'd like
to
say, well, you know what, guys? We saved a lot of people in a nursing home. We didn't do that, right? We didn't.
No,
do
we
that.
Didn't.
If we
do
learned
that,
anything
actually.
From New York State, it was don't shelter in place. This is not my words. This is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's study said 70% of the people that had a severe case of COVID did exactly what he told them to do, which is hide from it, right? Less than 2%. Were the folks that just said, I'm not listening to this. I'm going out. I'm living my life. I'm doing whatever. Less than 2% of the folks that had a severe case of COVID were the folks that were doing, you know, that did just the opposite.
But, so that's the hypocrisy of them flying down to a funeral.
Yeah.
The fifth
Multiple
one.
Days, by the way,
Multiple
right?
days, right?
And giving a lecturing us about why we shouldn't be in a room full of people, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Unreal.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's welcome. Tony, am I out at 10:30 here? I probably should have this discussion before, but I didn't go to school for radio. So, am I out of 10:30?
Yeah, I think bottom of the hour, dead on.
10:30? All right. I'm just going to go with that then. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's welcome Kevin in Pendleton. How are you, Kevin? We're going to go in order here.
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to keep it all together here after hearing Suzanne's situation here. We feel for you, dear Mag dear. But before I expand on that, I just want to quickly say here, you guys are talking about George Floyd and the hypocrisy and so on. You know, I'm surprised vets and veteran associations haven't spoken out about this. This guy was presented, his family, right, just for show by Pelosi and so on. They were presented with the flag. The guy didn't even wear the uniform or nothing at all. And military traditions like that was totally disrespected. And I'm surprised that veteran groups haven't called them out for that. But anyway.
Well, you can see what when they're canceling the 9/11 memorial but allowing the MTV awards to go on.
That should
say something. You get a pretty good idea.
Right? That should be enough right there. You get a pretty good idea of what their mission is, right, and what they're looking to accomplish.
What I want to call about, though, is, as much as, you know, you're exposing the hypocrisy of the Democrats and the left and the progressives and so on, be like me and also be an equal opportunity political hypocrisy exposer. And when I say so, with being an equal opportunity political hypocrisy exposure, you know, a considerable number of GOP elected officials, including our former Erie County State Senator, now NY27 representative, and a number of other GOP elected officials, including our former Erie County State and now State Chair, GOP Chair, gave El Duce Cuomo the very same executive powers, dictator powers, which they are now all crying that they need to pull it away. Okay? These are the very same individuals who are crying, you know, about this, that he's a dictator. When all the years while in office and even while they campaigned for that office, they told us about the dictatorship possibilities and tendencies.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kevin. And it's funny because even now there's Democrats that have voted for him. They're like, I'm shocked that he's abusing his powers. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. I bet you are.
Yeah.
I bet you are.
Yeah. And it's that. Well, you know, we didn't have much little or no knowledge about the situation and so on. BS, because at least some people who I'm not too fond about, right, who are sitting there as GOP representatives, they said no. So, and one more thing, guys. Explore this situation relating to what they call ranked choice voting, because you know what? A lot of people, like 100 million Americans, didn't vote in 2016, and there's a greater danger of more people not voting here. We know that you can support the president and don't vote for him here in New York State, because guess what? You know, we know he won't win in New York. He's not even a resident of New York anymore. And as Carl and a number of people have been saying, if you could move. You know what I'm saying? And but with ranked choice voting, at least you can cast your ballot for who you think is the better of all the candidates, right? And at least know that your vote wouldn't be a spoiler vote, because the way the electoral process has been hijacked right now for almost a century, right, by the two major leaderships of the major parties, right, is that's one way or the other, when you cast your ballot, it's going to turn out to be a spoiler vote or not.
Yep.
Share that with you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call, Kev.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, let's stick with the phone lines here. Let's welcome John in Hamburg. John, if I don't give you enough time, I'll hold you throughout the break, okay?
I'd like to vote for President Trump this election.
Me too.
Awesome.
And in the next election, I'd like gubernatorial election, I'd like to vote for another Republican for governor.
Yeah, good luck with that, John.
I would, too. Good luck with that, though, thanks for unfortunately.
Yeah, thanks for the call, unfortunately, this state is gone. I don't know what else to say, right? I mean, there are still folks, many of folks in the state, clearly. He'll win in a landslide. I think he's doing just a wonderful bang-up job.
Well, so we know. I mean, who's counting the ballots in this state?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's true.
I mean, all seriousness.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
when you got a Kyle Palladino, who wins every single county except for three.
Right.
I mean, are there that many people? And how high are these high-rises? I've been to New York City. Seriously. I mean, what is the percentage of votes coming out of? Is it 150%?
Yeah,
200?
There's a bunch of them that think this guy's doing a good job, right? And it's amazing to me how the mainstream media has taken over and brainwashed these folks, right? I mean, I hear folks go, well, you know what? If everybody handled this like New York, we would be done with this. Really? We have 30-something thousand deaths. Now, even in Florida right now, I'm telling you, they're picking on Florida because DeSantis is a good governor. He's a right-winger. He's a conservative, right? He's doing a great job. So they're going to try to expose Florida. Look at how bad things are. I don't know. Even with including people that died of heroin overdoses and motorcycle accidents. Corona did not kill a Wellington area nurse. This is Palm Beach Post, right? Mm-hmm. They tried to put her down as COVID, but it wasn't. It wasn't, but they never take it off the body count for the 5,000, right? So we know that that's garbage, but I don't know. I mean, even if you're not great with math, 30,000 deaths, 5,000 deaths, 30,000 deaths, 5,000, I don't know. I'll take the five. I think that's the success story, right? Absolutely.
Well, the fact of the matter is, though, no matter what the death count is, the fact is they're all gathering at a funeral when they're telling you you can't.
Yep.
That's what's driving me insane personally, and I think it's time. Enough is enough.
Yep.
Look, if they're going to forego that funeral, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But they didn't, did they?
No, they did not.
They didn't.
They did not. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll continue with your phone calls here. Fred, Jim, Jack, and Jerry up on deck. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, filling in for the great Sandy Beach and Joe Beamer. Be back. Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, filling in for the great Sandy Beach. And do I dare say the great Joe Beamer? Not yet. He has not deserved that.
Before the break, he said, filling in for the great Sandy Beach and Joe Beamer.
And Joe Beamer.
I was going to see if Tony can run that back.
Joe.
We love you, Joe.
And David, we're here for you, buddy, if you need help. With,
any advice?
Yeah, any advice you need, Mr. Balbia. Yeah, just you actually got to answer the phone though, Dave. Well, I'm here for you. Don't send it to voicemail. No, I'll joke aside. Looking forward to full time, Mr. Balbia. He is awesome. He is extremely bright and well spoken. So remember we did a roast with him years ago, and I was so nervous. We wanted to go first just in case we weren't funny that we would get out of the way, right? And then he was hosting it, and he was ridiculously funny. And we're like,
the whole time.
And then but we were funny. We were funny.
We were good.
We were great. By the way, so if after that, by the way, if anybody needs anybody to come roast you, just let us know. We'd fill in any time. It was so much fun.
It was fun.
All right. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Or actually, John Thurr will join us next segment for a little bit. John is a chartered financial analyst and part of our investment committee and team. And we are going to talk a little bit for a few minutes about, you know, the market, how it's been reacting, and, you know, the short-term pause of COVID. But today we've been mixing in the hypocrisy of the left, which is just mind-blowing to me. I'm just still amazed at the amount of conservatives that are putting up with this. Really, truly, the amount of conservatives. At what point do we say, I'm going into the nursing home and I'm seeing my grandmother? I'm going into the nursing home. I'm going to see my dad, my mom, my brother,
or I'm having
my
a funeral.
I'm having a funeral.
For my parent that died 3 months ago.
I want to pay them the same respect that the politicians politicians are giving themselves, right, and their mm-hmm. buddies, right? I want my mom or dad or my brother or sister to have the same respect that a George Floyd received for his funeral, right? When does that happen, right? I want to go to a restaurant and not worry if my mask falls off on the way to the restroom that the place is going to get shut down and get thrown out of business. And by the way, I would love to interview some of these inspectors. Love to. They won't call us back. I've called the Erie County Health Department a number of times. They're afraid. And you know what's amazing to me is we're funding them. The taxpayers are yep. funding them. And they don't have the stones to come on here and tell us what they're yep. doing. And you and I both know damn well that these folks are having all their neighbors over, a party in the backyard, sure, and then they put their little suit on with their tie on a Tuesday night and try to bust yep. a business who's barely surviving.
Well, that's the hypocrisy, right? So yes. you can go to a funeral for George Floyd, no problem. You can fly in politicians from all over the country. Yeah. Look at the photo, folks. Go to our Twitter feed, at FinGuys, at FINGUYS on Twitter and Parler and soon on Gab, by the way. But go to our Twitter feed. I have that picture up there right now. Go look at it. Take a close look. And for your liberal friends or people that say, well, we got to keep locked down, show them that picture and ask them. Ask yourself, yeah. why is this okay? But everybody else has to stop. Oh, we're the little people. Oh, yeah. I see. Is that why? So we're not as important as a Governor Cuomo or a John Lewis. Yeah. Is that why? We don't get the same respect to give to our loved ones?
Apparently.
Come on. Yeah. And I can go down a whole list of hypocrisy.
And I guarantee you,
by the way,
Andrew Cuomo's mom or dad's in a nursing home. He's getting in that nursing home to go
for sure he is.
But he's essential. He's better than you.
Mike, the PA, the Pennsylvania Health Commissioner, pulled her mom out of a nursing home, right?
Yeah.
And then they asked her. Remember the interview? They said, well, why did you – wow, she's 90-some years old, very intelligent, and capable of making her own decisions.
Oh.
You were forcing – as the health commissioner in Pennsylvania, you were – look, between Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, those three alone, there's over 20-some-odd thousand deaths in nursing homes alone, just from those three states. Now, the PA, the Pennsylvania Health Commissioner, she's pulling her mom out, right?
Yeah.
Forcing COVID patients in.
That's right. That's right.
Think
it's
about
unreal.
That,
you
folks.
Can't make it up, folks.
No,
somebody
can't.
Said, well, do you think this is – let me see if I can find it. Was it his idea? Was it Andrew's idea to do this to reduce the cost of the elderly on our healthcare system? No, I think this is all about power. This is all about power, right? And even if at the beginning it was about, well, we're going to shut down to be safe, at this point it is clearly 100% all about power. How in the world could you say it's not? How in the world could you say it's okay for my taxpayer money to hunt down somebody's restaurant and grab their videotapes so I can review the week to make sure everybody was being monitored with a face mask on, but yet we can have protesters marching up and down Transit Road, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, not social distancing at all, smashing a few car windows, and we can't find any money in the budget to go break that up. It's a total joke. So, by the way, I'd love to hear from some of you on the left to defend some of this stuff.
No,
but
never.
I know you won't. So 803-0930-930. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot of people have been patiently waiting. I'm going to go in order here. Jim in Amherst. How are you, Jim? Jim in Amherst? Jim, I'm going to put you on hold. Let's see if we can get him. He's probably on listening online. Fred, how are you?
Good.
You're up on deck here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, I only got a couple things to say. One is, it was like Obama yesterday at that funeral. Why would you take and make something political out of somebody that had done quite a bit for their race?
Yep. Obama's in a position where he could have calmed things down, right? I mean, helped calm things down. Hey, look at, here's how we go. Here's how we need to move forward. We need to heal. Stop smashing windows. Stop ruining the businesses in your very neighborhood, right? Let's get back together to working on the educational system and training and getting jobs. But nope.
Cops are bad.
Cops are bad. Took it as an opportunity to fan the flames.
He made a movie about Cuomo and his brother, and they called that Dumb and Dumber.
True. Well, there's some good hypocrisy right there, right? The brother's got COVID, leaves his house.
Yeah.
That's okay for him.
Oh, yeah.
You got
Well, then he says he doesn't, right? So he lies. They have him on videotape. And then he comes out of his basement, like, all disheveled, like he's some kind of a war hero.
That was brutal.
I can't look in the sun. I can't look into it. It's hurting my
eyes.
It's
too bright. Jim, go ahead. Sorry.
Saying stupid is what stupid does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, record amount of people, Jim, taken off out of this state. A record amount of people. The damage has just started. And as somebody pointed out earlier, it won't be the liquor authority that's going after you next. And it won't be the health inspectors. It'll be the New York State tax collectors. And watch and see how we hire those folks and give them a badge to really, really start to drive people nuts, right? We're about, $60, $70 billion short right now. That's what the debt is. And that's just going to keep climbing.
Are they going to have massive funerals for Herman Cain? I mean, Herman Cain, want to talk about a real black leader?
Yeah.
Somebody who got himself out of the ghetto to go on to be the CEO of a huge organization, right?
Educated himself, understood that, working hard was the real value in getting forward.
And for all those that said, he died of COVID. He hit all the boxes, right? He had a weakened immune system from cancer, right? He was over 70. And he was African American. Yep. All three, sadly, are checking all the boxes for huge risk factors for COVID.
Yep.
And sadly, we lost a great man in Herman Cain. But are we going to have a national funeral for Herman Cain? Is he going to even be allowed to have a funeral?
Right.
That's the question. Is his family going to be allowed to have a funeral? He lives in Georgia.
Yeah.
Right?
Will
he be allowed to have a funeral in Georgia? I think Georgia will allow that, actually, which is probably why they had that there to begin with. But New York, you couldn't.
Yeah, who's right? allowed to fly in, right? Who's allowed to fly in from all over the country to pay their respects to Mr. Cain, right, as they were for John Lewis. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's continue with the phone lines here. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to make sure we get one more call in. Jack in Cheektowaga, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. You know what? I just wanted to hit you with a couple of little things real quick. I'll be short and quick. One, this little mountain that Cuomo likes to stand in front of talking about the mountain that we climbed to get to where we are today. That's not a mountain we climbed. That's the mountain of dead bodies that he accumulated in this state.
Did you like the fact, Jack, that he actually put it together like in a model? Did you see the model he created? Talk about a waste of taxpayer money. He actually had somebody create a model of this. Like, I'm thinking to myself, as a taxpayer, how disgusted am I that you couldn't come up with a PowerPoint presentation to show us this? But absolutely,
highest
that's
death
what
rate.
It is.
Highest death rate.
We know that many of them were from people who were forced back into a nursing home in the beginning of this, right? So had we not done that, had we not taken COVID-positive patients and shoved them back into a nursing home, we would have saved many of those lives. And let us not forget the mismanagement of the ventilators that we so desperately needed, right? Mm-hmm. And we were on this station saying, I cannot believe that anybody would give this guy an A+. There are ventilators there. He's telling us that he needs them. Why wouldn't you use them? There's a very high probability that there won't be a second wave of this, that you won't be overwhelmed. And if you have the damn ventilators, use them. I mean, this is common sense. My 9-year-old could have figured it out. Well, who was right? We were, clearly, right? Wrong again. But there's still many, many mental midgets in this state that are giving this guy an A++.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? On top of that, there's another thing I wanted to touch out, which people aren't realizing. And you know what? This is something that you need to look into your history, the history that you are taught on your own, not what these indoctrinated schools teach you. Because you know what? I didn't learn this until after I did the research when they're talking about mail-in voting. All right? If you're doing nationwide mail-in ballots, how long is it going to take to count all these ballots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By January. Now,
well, it depends on who's counting them, Jack. That's the real question, right? It's not about counting the ballots. It's who's counting the ballots. That's and we know that the Democrat Party has a very long track record of being caught cheating, right? Remember Philadelphia and Obama when there was 120,000 or 120% of the votes came in and they all came in for him, right? You know, down in Florida where we're finding in a VW van extra votes after, right? It's a joke.
But you know what? Here's what they're not telling you. They're telling you about who's counting them. That's great. That's all good news. Trump put a tweet out yesterday about delay. They lost their mind.
Yep, right.
The reason he did that, and you got to understand this man is a genius. He really is. The reason he did that, let's go back a couple of weeks and talk about Pelosi and Clinton talking about having to drag him out of the White House if he doesn't leave. Mm-hmm. Why would they say that? Because after the election, if the ballots are not counted and there is no legitimate candidate elected to president by the time the seat is relinquished, guess who gets to put in a president and pick the president? Congress. Congress gets to put in a fill-in president. So guess what? They don't matter. They want the mail-in ballots to delay the count to be able to install their interim president in the meantime.
Yep.
I think the genius of Trump, again, is, as I said in the first hour, you know, rolling that shiny ball into the corner and everybody chasing it. And now he's got the whole media talking about the fairness of the election. That's what he wanted, right?
All right. We'll go back to that one day where we all show up to vote.
Right?
You
I
win.
Mean, what he wanted was a national discussion about the fairness and the legitimacy of a mail-in. And that's what he's got
that's
now.
What he's got.
He did it in one quick tweet. Yeah. And the best part, he puts question mark. Delay? Question mark?
Oh, okay. Jack, we got to let you go, buddy. Great call. We got to take a quick break here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. Jerry, Jim, and Dory, I appreciate you sticking with us here. I promise we're going to get to you. Other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit of money for just a little bit. I want to interview John Thur, chartered financial analyst, and talk about what's going on with the stock market with all the volatility of COVID and just the short pause we're going through, folks. We'll be back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, and we are talking about the hypocrisy of the left here. And by the way, you know, for those of you who just can't get enough of Financial Guys, we'll be on tomorrow 1 to 3, always for 20 years here on News Radio 930 WBEN, Saturdays 1 to 3. So tune in. And our podcast, we do a podcast. You can go to our website for all our social media stuff. You know, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and our podcast, go to financialguys.com. And I think you'll enjoy our podcast. If you enjoy this, I think you'll, of course, enjoy our podcast. So. And if you don't enjoy it, then just don't go there and don't listen. It's easy enough, right? It's amazing to me how the left, they always want to dismantle everything, right? They'll call and say, you know, I'm going to call your advertisers. I'm going to call. And I'm like thinking to myself, I don't like The View, but I'm not going to call there and, you know, try to get them banned from the air. I'm just not going
to
watch
control
them.
Everybody else.
They
That's
do.
The plan.
They absolutely do. And they're doing their best right now to use COVID. They're not letting this crisis go to waste. And I will say, I think the conservatives are doing a real crummy job of allowing him to get away with it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jerry, Mike, Julie, and Dory, stick with us. Just wanted to introduce John Thur here. John is part of our investment committee and team. He's a chartered financial analyst, which is one of the highest designations you can get in the overall money management world. And John, you know, we only got a few minutes here, but I wanted to ask you about, you know, the stock market. We saw in the economy is nowhere near a V-shaped recovery, but the stock market sort of did that. I mean, we're not at all-time highs, but we recovered a ton of the damage. But to me, I'm still looking at damage from the stock market, meaning prices have come back. But I'm looking at these stocks and I'm thinking, where's the disconnect here? I mean, the economy is a mess.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for having me on. I think you've got it. You know, spot on, you know, analyzing the problem here. And the market is priced for perfection right now, and it's priced out to 2022's economic scenario and earnings. A lot can happen between now and 2022 that could be disruptive to this market. And I think in the short run, we're going to start to see it in the fall.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening to all the analyst calls, corporate calls, the quarterly calls with their earnings and their forecast for the rest of the year and next year. And what I'm hearing seems to be a theme here. We're cutting employees by voluntary retirement. We're cutting capital expenditure because we don't see growth in the second half as much as everybody thinks. So what does that tell me? I don't think GDP in the quarter is going to hit the numbers that everybody thinks it's going to hit, because they thought back in the fall or in the spring, by the third quarter, we'll be back to normal.
So the short pause really wasn't such a short pause, I guess, huh?
You know?
Yeah.
So I think what you're going to see is some disruption here. I think the COVID might spike up again in the fall just because we're all going back inside. And that'll be disruptive, but they can't shut the economy down again. So I think there's a lot that's going to happen between now and the end of the year that can be a little disruptive to the market. Doesn't mean we're negative on the market. We're just negative on the pricing and the premium you have to pay right now because there's no alternative.
I think that's really careful. You've been talking about being careful, but don't time the whole thing, right? It's not a matter of going, oh my gosh, I'm going to sell this all. It's a matter of being diversified and just being patient throughout it.
Yeah, John, quick question on the election. A lot of our listeners have asked that. We got a couple of Facebook posts that asked the same question. What's the impact of the election should a Trump not win to the market, you think?
I think initially, here's what everybody thinks is going to be disruptive, like the announcement. What's going to be is, I think, leading up to the election, with all the media hype, and like now they got, you know what, Biden up by 10 points or whatever. And I think that's what's going to start to be disruptive to the market going into the election. So I think the market will be down with anticipation. We might not see Trump in office. I think when it's all said and done, either way, the fact that it's over and there's a decision, the uncertainty is over, the market will probably bounce back up.
That's if there's a decision, though. That's a good point.
I think the same people with those models, by the way, are the same ones that came up with the COVID models that were 96% wrong. 96%
well, they had Clinton winning by 150%.
Yeah, so. John, would you stick with us throughout the break? I just want to ask you one or two more questions, and then we'll let you go, all right?
No problem.
You good with that? All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. We'll be back on the other side.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, it's a